I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun
on a Thursday. And it's going to be a great show. And here's what we have on tap. I'm giving you a heads up now. This is your warning. You know I don't do yell and scream radio, right? It's not something I do. I like to laugh. We can talk about crappy news while having fun. I can already tell you I'm getting ready to blow a gasket here in about 2 minutes on something. I'm going to get upset. And I'm not even going to apologize for it this time. It won't last long. Forgive me. I'm about to yell and scream. We have that. We have CDC. What's coming for your children? Remember who's been telling you to move. We have renewed support for my rat strategy in New York. The Rat King, Chris, coming through big time. We have great news from Red Attorney General, Attorneys General, that's a stupid word, I don't care. Taco Bell slicing a bus in half. Did Biden kidnap a reporter? AOC getting embarrassed? Emails. So much fun tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and need I remind you, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions. Ask me anything, anything. Get your questions in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. But I'm going to begin. I'm going to begin here. And I'm going to try to keep it low key. All right. I'm low key. I woke up, rolled over, checked out the news of the day on my phone as I was shaking the cobwebs out, getting my beauty sleep and my Giza dream sheets from MyPillow. Thank you. No big deal. Promo code Jesse. But I looked at the headline. And this was the headline I saw. Kevin McCarthy, GOP-led House won't use impeachment for political purposes like Democrats did with Trump. Quote, I think the country doesn't like impeachment for impeachment used for political purposes at all. If anyone ever rises to that occasion, you have to. But I think the country wants to heal, start to see a system that actually works. Okay. All right. There's a ton to unpack there, so you're just going to have to bear with me. So let's do this in order. The country doesn't like impeachment used for political purposes. Okay. All right. I think if you were to survey Americans on that, ask every single one of them, hey, do you want impeachment to be used for political purposes? That he's actually, in fact, correct. I bet it'd be something like 99% of Americans would at least say, no, that should never be used for political purposes. Okay. All right. Then why did they do it twice? Because there has to be a reason. He's right. America doesn't want it. Maybe you're sitting there right now saying, no, I don't want it. Gosh, that sounds terrible. I don't want it. I'll tell you what. Pause on this for a moment. Pause. Take that story. Put it in your back pocket. You probably saw something recently. If you've been online at all, you've seen a video of it. I have audio of it I could play for you, but you're not going to get much out of it. And this is basically what happened. We had these climate change nut job communist protesters take some orange paint and walk up to a Van Gogh painting and throw it on the Van Gogh painting. And now we have all these articles out here today. I saw one, I could pull it up from Vox, defending it. Hey, is this right? Is this wrong? Is this unpopular? Does it make climate change people look like extremists? Hey, what is this? And it's hilarious to me watching all these people hand-wring about it. Here's what's an absolute fact. This is going to tie back to the McCarthy impeachment thing here in a second. Here's what's an absolute fact. No, it's not popular. It's not popular. Nobody looks at a video of people destroying a beautiful painting. I don't even like paintings, and even I know, wow, that's incredible. That's a work of art that should be preserved. No one looks at that video and says, yeah, Get that painting. Hey, go climate change, guys. You know what? I'm on your side. Go, guys.
What if we're seeking different things? And this is what I mean. What if we're worried about being popular and they're worried about power? You see, there's a story I know, personal story. I wasn't involved in it, but it was a close friend of mine. His high school, they were having the homecoming king and queen dance. Don't worry, this is a side story, but it'll tie in. And it was one of those things where homecoming king and queen were voted in this school by what was supposed to be the student body, but they decided that was too complicated. So they narrowed it down to, I believe it was a 20-man and woman central committee, and the committee would vote on the student body or the homecoming king and queen, right? Well, my buddy, he thought he was going to be homecoming king. He was one of these star of the football team type things. And he wanted it so bad, he made like a campaign joke out of it. And he was campaigning like he was running for mayor in the school, handing out candies and things like that and flyers. And it caught on. It was huge in the school. But all of a sudden, everyone knew he was going to be homecoming king. And then in the end, he lost. You see, because while my buddy was handing out candies and flyers to kids in Long Hall, and hey, check it out, woohoo, hey, look, I'm going to be homecoming king. You know what his opponent was doing? His opponent went directly to the 20-person committee who actually decided who was going to be king, and that's where he campaigned. Republicans in this country forever have sought out popularity while communists have been seeking out power. And as a result, the communists have all the power. They own every institution, and we're still out there twisting in the wind seeking popularity. Why do communists do things like throw paint on a Van Gogh painting? It's not popular. It's not popular. It's the least popular thing in the world. Why would you do it? Because they understand full well that agitation and subversion and street activism will eventually get the, quote, peace-loving people on the right to give in so the madness stops. Because we seek popularity and they seek power. Oh, I'm sure Kevin McCarthy's 100% right. The country doesn't want this. Who gives a crap what the country wants? Right now, as we speak, the communist monster that is consuming this country like a cancer from the inside, they're cutting your kids' penises off. The communism that is consuming this country, that monster, he's not growing and shrinking and growing and shrinking, and he has good moments and bad moments. He's growing and growing and growing and growing. He grew under Trump. He's growing now, ever more ravenous, ever bigger, ever more powerful. He's getting ever more hungry. Every single day he grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. And if we're going to take over the House and the Senate of this country, and the result of that is going to be, we're better than that, guys. I don't want to do anything unpopular. Then the monster's not even going to stop growing. He'll keep growing. Either the plan is to stop that beast from growing and then shrink him back down to size, or I'm voting Democrat. If I hear one more member of GOP leadership come out and say impeachment is off the table because it's unpopular, I will vote Democrat down ticket this November. I will vote every single Democrat. And I have generally rejected that strategy, that doomer strategy. Jesse, it's all over. Just vote Democrat and get the collapse over with. Sorry, I'm officially on board. If I'm going to get the principles first, people, again, I'm voting Democrat down the ticket, because what is the point? If we get another Republican House and I get, well, low taxes and we're better than them, one more daggone time, I'm going to lose my mind. The communist is not dissuaded by your good conduct. He does not look at your principles and your above it all action and question himself. He is never dissuaded by any of that because he is a religious zealot on a mission from God. He's never going to be dissuaded by your good conduct. He's dissuaded by fear and pain. And either you're going to give him fear and pain or he'll never stop. Either the next Democrat Congress fears their president getting impeached, Or guess what? The next Republican president with a Democrat Congress, he's going to be impeached every month. You know that, right? You've seen it before your eyes. I don't have to play it for you. Again, I played it 1,000 times. Bill Barr, we're not going to do a tit for tat. Got to change this two-tier justice system. The only way to do that's no tit for tat. Merrick Garland takes over and promptly sends 30 FBI agents into Donald Trump's home. FBI takes over. They're arresting pro-lifers for singing worship songs at abortion clinics. The communist is not dissuaded by your good conduct. Either you find a way to sting him or it's already over. And I'm voting Democrat. I've had enough. I'm not quite done on that. I'll get to the rest in a second. Look, this is why I tell you to prepare. Because I have so little faith in the nutless losers who run the Republican Party. I'm so sick to death of it. Look, it's why I buy food. It's why I buy ammunition. It's why I buy water. Because I think these people are going to do nothing to stop the communist takeover of this country. I tell you to get a hold of my Patriot Supply. I'm telling you right now, get 3 months worth of food in your house. You think Republicans are going to stop the climate change nonsense either? They'll probably be above that too. Well, I don't want to be unpopular, guys. Going green. Carbon capture. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com right now. Get a 3-month emergency food kit, $250 off. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We've partnered with my Patriot Supply. And go before these useless GOPers screw the whole country up. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I warned you, I knew I could feel myself getting worked up before the show, and I tried to calm myself down. I knew I was going to get upset. I did not end up succeeding in calming myself down. I'm done yelling. I don't like doing radio like that. We're going to laugh. We're going to play fart sounds. We're going to do everything. I want to save this place, and I demand that if we go and we hand the Republicans all this power again, I demand that they do something with it. And it's looking like we're going to hand it to them again. And I have other stories I'm going to get to. I'm actually going to talk about the rats in New York City again here in a moment. But I want to go back to this. House Leader Kevin McCarthy. We don't want it used for political purposes. Impeachment. Well, I don't either. But I get all kinds of things I don't. I didn't want food poisoning on Monday, but I got it. Impeachment is officially something that is political. Democrats chose that. We did not. Either we embrace it and further water it down, and also we acknowledge the fact that Joe Biden has done endless impeachable things, including draining the strategic oil reserve for a midterm election. We either choose to embrace it and do it, or what am I sending you there? What do I care at all for? Honestly. And he goes on in this thing, and he says something that I find even more clownish and absurd. And this is something I still see from people on the right, and honestly, it makes me want to vomit. I need a vomit trash can, a special trash can for vomit in here in the studio, because this isn't one that does it to me. You know what else he says here? I think the country wants to heal. Hold on, are you serious? You think the country wants to heal? Oh, no, I have no doubt out there. There are a bunch of people, but maybe listening to the sound of my voice right now, who want to heal and let's bridge the divides and let's come back together. The communist doesn't want to heal with you. Why do you think he wants to heal? Come together. What indication have you been given that the communist wants to heal with you? Was it when he kicked in the door of a pastor to arrest him for reading the Bible? At a pro-life clinic? Was that, or at an abortion clinic? Did you feel the healing then? When the attorney general, the top law enforcement officer in America, when he directed the FBI, who complied, to have its counterterrorism team mobilize against angry school board parents, did you get the impression they wanted to heal? Were you overwhelmed with the healing? They sent 30 federal agents into Donald Trump's home and rifled through his wife's underwear drawer.
Do you think while they were doing that, do you think they said to themselves, man, I just want to heal. I'll tell you guys, I can't wait to heal with Republicans. You want to heal? I just want to, do you know how pathetic and embarrassing it looks when you still talk like that? You are legitimately, the Republicans in this country, they are legitimately the zebra laying on the ground with the lion's mouth around its neck saying, why don't we just get along? Man, I just want to heal with you. Can't we heal? I want to heal. There's no healing. This is cultural war. We are in a cultural war. We are in a war for the soul of this nation, the future of the United States of America. You know what it will be? It will be one of two things. It will be family and faith. It will be liberty for you to speak. It will be liberty for you to own the weapons you want. It will be financial freedom free from government surveillance. Or there's another future for this country. It will be your teenage daughter going off to have a double mastectomy at 15 without your consent. It'll be your son in school. Instead of standing up saying the Pledge of Allegiance, it'll be your son having a pink feather boa wrapped around his neck as the drag performer dances for his first grade class. The future of this nation will be a wide open border with disease and drugs pouring into this country. The future of this country will be a country full of anti-white racism where you can't even get into a college or apply for a government job if you happen to have white skin. That is the future that is right around the corner. There are two different futures. You want to know the future of this country with the people who you think want to heal with you? You want to hear it? Here it is out of China. This is coming tomorrow for you, unless we get a party that actually opposes it.
Everywhere she goes, Ouyang Haoyu is followed. What she buys, how she behaves, is tracked and scored to show how responsible and trustworthy she is. It's called the social credit system, and in one version now being tested, a person's reputation is scored on a scale of 350 to 950. And Haoyu, with a good score of 752, is okay with it. In fact, most people are.
It's a mechanism, like, pushes you to become a better citizen.
It's big data meets Big Brother, expanding how the government monitors, understands, and ultimately controls its 1.4 billion citizens. Thanks to advances in artificial intelligence and facial recognition, and a web of more than 200 million surveillance cameras.
Are people bothered by privacy concerns?
We think a lot of camera keep the safety is really good. We can accept it.
Companies are experimenting with the algorithm.
That sound like the future you want? Do you want to heal with the people who want that? Because that's what they want. Or do you want to be free? Do you want a country that is good and right? Right now, your country, my country, that tax money you sent into the government today, it's being sent to Ecuador for transsexual reasons. Is that the country you want? Do you want to heal with those people? Or would you like to seek victory over those people? Because I promise you, they want to seek victory over you. And in case you heard that social credit score thing and thought that can't happen here, I have a little video I'm going to play you. And then I have a little video out of New York, and I'm going to ask you a very specific question. Do you think they hate us? All that is still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, let's get to this. I know that's a lot of bad. I know that's a lot to take in. That's a lot to take in. Let's talk about something wonderful. Let's talk about clean air. When I get down, you know what I want to do? I want to go back to Montana and walk through the mountains. Not just because the mountains are beautiful, because it's the air is so clean up there. And I miss it. That's why I love Eden Pure Thunderstorm so much. That's why I tell you about them all the time. It gives me that clean air in my home and in the studio, because I can't have it here in Houston. I know that much. They have three packs of these little miracles for sale for my listeners. $200 off a three-pack. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3, get you $200 off three of these things. Life-changing. I get emails every day thanking me for them. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse and the number 3. Go get yourself a three-pack. Now, that social credit score thing. I have a little something I'm going to play for you in case you're thinking that's really far away here. Also, rats in New York, and do they hate us? Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. For you new listeners, ask me anything. They can be stupid, politics, history. It doesn't matter what it is. Send your emails in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's always a good time then. Now, I'm going to get to the New York City rats here in a moment. I'm not letting this go, Chris. We're going to solve the rat problem in New York City. I'm going to get to that in a moment. And do they hate us? But I just played you that Chinese social credit score system, and I told you it's coming here. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, Jesse, you're crazy. Jesse, you're nuts. Jesse, we're a million miles away from that. This is a little segment from Tucker Carlson's show a long time ago, 2-3 years ago. So keep in mind, this has gotten more advanced since then. The guy who's on, who you're going to hear speaking, his name is Brett Larson. This is a lot longer than I normally play. I've played it before, though, because I want you to hear, oh, that social credit score stuff, that could never happen here. We don't even have the ability. Really? Chris, do we have the ability?
We know that Google is tracking us. We agree to it when we set up our phones. So we wanted to figure out what exactly Google is learning about us throughout the day. So here's what we're going to do. We have two identical phones. The only difference between these two phones is this one is in airplane mode. Both of the phones lack a SIM card, and they haven't been set up to access any Wi-Fi networks. So for all intents and purposes, these phones have no connection to a data network. We're going to keep them with us throughout the day. And while I travel around DC, we're going to figure out just what Google is finding out about me.
To run our tests, we had to do more than walk the block. So we took a tour around our nation's capital. First, due north to the Children's National Medical Center Hospital, then west to St. Albans School and the National Cathedral. Our tour around town was a 14-mile journey that lasted more than an hour. The entire time, the phones had no access to the internet, not a Wi-Fi connection, and not any cellular data service. Google's business model is simple. Collect data on its users and then use that data to sell targeted ads. It's a business model called surveillance capitalism. But does that critical data collection work even when your phones aren't connected?
So we're back here at our Fox Bureau in DC, and we've got both of our phones exactly how we left with them. So let's find out what they know. This is our man-in-the-middle device. It's basically a Wi-Fi network that these phones are going to connect to once we turn their Wi-Fi on. It's going to pass data through it on the way to Google. But on the way, we're actually going to get a copy of the same data that Google's going to get. We'll be able to decrypt it and then find out where we've been throughout the day.
Within minutes, the numbers rolled in. The phone that wasn't on airplane mode registered more than 100 locations, 130 activities, and even 152 barometric readings. As soon as it hooked up to our Wi-Fi, it transmitted 300 kilobytes of data straight to Google. The phone even logged our exact locations, tracking us all around town, the Capitol, the hospital, the school, and the cathedral. The metadata has a time log down to the very second, tracking everything when they think that you're walking, riding, and yes, even getting out of the car. The phone with airplane mode activated actually logged more locations and activities than the other phone, and it also transferred hundreds of kilobytes of data to Google as soon as it was activated. Through complicated user agreements and free software, Google gets users to sign away their privacy for nothing. Every move you make, every step you take, Google is watching you.
Don't worry. I'm sure the big tech guys working closely with the FBI, I'm sure they'll never abuse that. All right, you know what? Set that aside. We got to deal with a couple things here. One, the rat problem.
I mentioned yesterday, I've seen stories my entire life. Don't, Chris. I've seen stories my entire life about how New York City has rats, and there's big rats and rat problems and rat problems. And we got all kinds of emails because I suggested yesterday, just bring in some cats. It's how farmers have been taking care of rat and mice problems for years. You bring in a cat. Or if you're that type, honestly, a rat snake actually is very, very effective as well. But that's a little too far for many of the ladies. So simply cats will work. Oh, great Oracle. Cats won't solve the rat problem in New York because the rats are too big. A better solution is terriers, especially pit bulls, Airedales, and Irish terriers, which are the larger dogs. Terriers were bred to rid farms of all kinds of pests, specifically rodents. Yes, but here's the problem. I love dogs, and I don't give a crap about cats. Dogs? I don't want dogs out there battling giant rats on the streets of New York. I don't think we need that at all. If the cats have to do it, that's fine. Also, I should note, as much of a dog man as I am over cats, cats are a hunting, eating machine. They are impressive animals. Hi, Jesse. Chicago, I did not know this, actually has a feral cat program to combat rats. The shelter works with local businesses and homeowners who sign up to feed the cats. And these are cats that apparently don't thrive in a home environment anyway, as if any cat does. So this creates a win-win situation. According to the reports, it's helped the rat problem in Chicago. See, Chris, I'm out there leading the charge. Chicago probably copied me after last night's show or something. 50,000. Oh, well, I love this one. I'll get to that in a minute. You know, it's about lost power in the Jersey Shore. I'll get to that in a minute because I do want to get to this. We are going to get to AOC getting heckled again, but I do want to get to this. Back to the McCarthy thing. Do you think they hate us? All of our politicians. I was thinking about this when I saw it. I thought, they do so many things to spit in our face. It feels like they hate us. I mean, you know that something like 70, 75% of the GOP electorate, they believe the election, they believe there was cheating in the 2020 election. And all the GOP leadership across the board, they all think that's ridiculous and they think you're stupid. I saw this story out of New York City and it occurred to me, our politicians, it's way beyond the Republican Party or national, I think all of our politicians hate us. There's no other explanation for things like this.
If you're a single adult man, you're going to come here to this facility.
By the way, he's talking about the illegal immigrant facilities in New York City.
If you're a single adult man, you're going to come here to this facility starting tomorrow.
When migrants first walk in after intake, they will see a recreational room set up with rows of couches, TVs, Xboxes, and board games. There will also be a phone bank so migrants can connect with family in order to find more permanent housing.
We can do that in 24 hours, maybe even less. Many times, it's going to take longer than that. It could take days.
Next, there is a cafeteria that will provide migrants with three meals a day, and snacks, coffee, and tea will be available 24/7.
Those meals are all culturally appropriate. It is South American fare. The menu rotates on a regular basis.
They hate us. Here we are. You're being smashed by inflation, gas prices, heating bills, boy, those are coming real soon. You're being smashed by everything. And the guy who just strolled across our border and unzipped his fly and took a pee all over our immigration laws, he is provided with a cafeteria with South American flair. God forbid Pedro have to eat some chicken fingers for coming here illegally. Phones, many phones, it's no big deal. Oh, an Xbox. We can't have Pedro getting bored. He has couches, love seats, loungers. He's the only explanation for things like that while American people are suffering. The only explanation for things like that is they hate your guts. There's not another explanation. When you watch your own citizens suffer like that, when you watch, I mean, look, it's a New York City story. When you watch New Yorkers be assaulted and murdered every single day and nothing's being done, and you find out illegal immigrants are being treated like kings, not veterans, not homeless, not poor people, people who came here who don't belong here. When you watch them being treated like kings, the only explanation is the people we elect to public office hate our freaking guts. They do. Speaking of power outage, I have a little story out of the Jersey Shore.
Who's been telling you it's coming? It is here. I will explain that, and we'll make fun of AOC. We have emails, all kinds of stuff to still have to get to here. But speaking of assaults and murders, I would rather you don't get assaulted and murdered. I think that's better. Don't you agree? I mean, we're going into a weekend here. I know it's Thursday, but we're almost to the weekend. I think my weekend should be full of things that don't include assault and murder. Carry your hero gun on you. When I tell you about the non-lethal gun, hero gun, and the hero arrow, the one that shoots the gel blast instead of the pepper balls, I want you to hear me. I don't just want you to buy it. That does nothing. All right? Yeah, good. Great. You own it. Keep it with you. Even if that has to be in your car, in your purse, in your pocket, by your nightstand. Keep it with you. But Jesse, I don't like guns. Fine. It's non-lethal. Convince yourself it's a stapler or something. Not going to kill anybody. It will stop somebody, though. A very bad man who wants to do you harm. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Laser sight on it. Point and squeeze. Anyone can use it. It will save the life of the person you love the most. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is time to talk about power. Hang on.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Everyone that knows me, they know one thing. I hate rats. You know, when we started killing them in Borough Hall, you know, some of the same folks are criticizing us now called me a murderer because I was killing rats. Well, you know what? We're going to kill rats.
Call me, Mr. Mayor. Call me. I have the plan to kill the rats. By the way, before we get to making fun of AOC and a couple other things, I do want to get to this. Cold sandwiches suck. All right. Cold sandwiches suck. It's time for, look, sit down. Chris, you sit this out. You sit this out, all right? You're the one who told me what you did. Chris had a, no, it wasn't delicious. Chris, stop. All right, Chris had a turkey and roast beef cold sandwich today, and he was singing its praises. Ah, Jesse, it was so good. Jesse, you're my hero. I think that's what he said. I wasn't listening, but that's basically what he said. Let's have a talk. You have blessings. Right, you've been given blessings. I've been given blessings. You know, things you don't deserve that you just God gave them to you. One of the blessings you've been given is you're an American. Now, what does that mean? It can mean a lot of things. I know we're hurting. It can mean a lot of things, but it also means you have an extremely technologically advanced country with facilities available. You weren't born in some backwater third world dump. You weren't born in Somalia. You were born in America. Now, if you were in Somalia, where everything sucks, you can obviously eat cold sandwiches. Why not? You don't know anybody any better. But you were born in America. And having that blessing of being born an American comes with responsibilities. Part of your responsibility of being an American is eating your sandwiches hot. Why? Because you can. Because you can and you should. Chris can sit there like a child and brag about his cold turkey and roast beef sandwich all day long. You know what would have made your gross sandwich better, Chris? If it was hot and melty. That's what would have made the sandwich better. And you know how I know? There was no cheese on it. I know there was no cheese on it, Chris, because you're a child who doesn't put cheese on a sandwich. All right? You know what has never happened in the history of mankind ever? This has never once happened. Someone biting in to a hot, melty sandwich with the cheese and the meats all together and saying to themselves, ah, man, this would be so much better if it was cold. No one has ever said those words in the history of mankind. Stop degrading yourself in eating these cold sandwiches. You're blessed to live in a country where you can toast your sandwiches. Throw them in the oven. Warm them up. You make your sandwiches hot and melty. And you reject that. And one more thing before I get on to AOC and everything else. One more thing. And this really sticks in my craw. And Chris, maybe I should address this with you specifically because it's you people who are most guilty of it. Pastrami. And Chris says it's delicious. No, hear me out, Chris. You're right. It is delicious. We had this place, used to, it was a New York place in Bozeman. Guy was straight out of New York, came to Bozeman, Montana, started a little, of course, starts a little pizza shop because no one in Montana can make pizza. And of course, a New Yorker knows how to make pizza. But he had something else on the menu. You know what it was? It was a pastrami sandwich. But it wasn't on frickin' rye, which is disgusting. The pastrami sandwich, he took the sacred pastrami and he didn't chuck it in a pig's den, which is what you're doing when you put it on rye. Instead, he took an Italian roll and put onions and mayonnaise and mustard and cheese in there. He took pastrami and paid pastrami the respect pastrami deserves instead of throwing it on freaking rye and sauerkraut and freaking gross, Chris. No, sauerkraut's gross. You know it's gross, Chris. Everyone knows it's gross. All right, I just had to get that off my chest, all right? I'm going to calm down. You know why I'm so fired up today, Chris? I took extra chalk today. I should warn you, fellas, the male vitality stack, you know how your testosterone increases 20% in 90 days with the male vitality stack from CHOP? That's all a good thing. It's a good thing in a variety of ways, but you'll find yourself with bursts of energy at times where you don't normally have bursts of energy. Here we are at night, and I am bouncing off the freaking walls. Ladies, female vitality stack too. 35% off the lifetime of your subscription. Subscribe. You never have to stress about ordering it again. I'm asking you for 90 days. You take it for 90 days and you email me and tell me how you feel. It is drastic. The numbers I get, because people now send me their charts from their doctor. Jesse, I thought you were kidding. Jesse, oh my gosh. Jesse, best stuff ever. A male vitality stack, fellas. Ladies, a female vitality stack. Sign up for your subscription. Cancel anytime. It's not some ripoff artist, bunch of garbage. Otherwise, I wouldn't tell you about it. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That's what gets you the discount. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. I got this email, Chris. Uh-oh. Jersey Shore blackout. 50,000 of us lost power yesterday along the Jersey Shore. I've lived here my whole life, have never experienced something like that. Still waiting for an explanation, but I'm sure glad Pedo Joe allowed the CCP access to our power grid when he took office. This is something I've kind of been avoiding because it gets complicated, and I'm probably not the expert to tell you, but I know a little bit about a little bit. On top of all the endless green policies that are going to, they're going to jack your power bill through the roof, if not run you out of power. And I don't mean next year, this winter, it's coming. Winter, it's coming, Chris. I just came up with that line on my own. But anyway. On top of that, we need to talk about Russia. Now, I don't spend a bunch of time on Russia, Ukraine, because I don't trust anybody. I'm tired of being lied to. I paid attention to that conflict for about an hour, and everyone was lying to me. Ukrainians were lying. Russia was lying. It was all lies, all propaganda, all stuff. So immediately, I tune out. I care about other things. Don't care about it. Don't care. I'm done caring. But there is something you should know about our enemies, the Ruskies. Because they have never been able to match our military prowess. Remember, Russia only has an economy. It's a little less than the size of Texas. It's just not, they don't have the money to match our military prowess. They've had to compete with us in other ways. Intelligence is one of those ways. You talk to people involved in that spy world, they'll tell you Russia wrote the book on virtually everything. People think the Israelis have, and they're very, very good. Even they're not as good as the Russians. The Russians just... Why? They've had to. That and tech stuff when it comes to hacking, cyber hackers attacking things, cyber attacks. Russia's better at that than we are. And Russia, as we continue to send equipment that's murdering Russian soldiers, Russia's going to respond. And I had a buddy tell me, a little birdie tell me who would know. He said, Jesse, they are now scrambling at all levels to try to bone up our cybersecurity at various levels in the country because we are bare belly exposed in front of the Russians for shutdowns. Remember, Russian hackers shut down that pipeline on the Eastern Seaboard about a year ago. There were gas lines immediately down. Something to keep your eye on. When you leave yourself vulnerable, like we have, well... Eventually, somebody's going to take advantage of your vulnerability. Speaking of vulnerable, we need to talk about Dome.
It's her birthday today, Chris. What? She gave a hilarious answer. It's Dome's 58th birthday. We're going to talk about Dome. And Mike Pence still thinks he has a chance. Why? We'll talk about that. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.